Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our brilliant analyst, Jane. Today, we're diving into a packed Monday, April 20th, 2026, with some big news from Anthropic and OpenAI.
Thanks, Paul. It's definitely a busy one. Anthropic seems to be making a lot of waves today, both good and, well, less good. Actually,
they certainly are. Let's start with Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.7. It features an updated tokenizer and enhanced high-resolution image support, which sounds great on the surface. But Jane, this update comes with a bit of a hidden cost, doesn't it?
It does, Paul. The new tokenizer, while potentially improving how the model processes text, means the same input can now map to significantly more tokens. We're talking about a 1.0 to 1.35x increase, which translates to about 40% higher costs for users, even though the per token price is the same.
Wow, that's a pretty substantial jump for users to absorb. And on the visual front, Opus 4.7 now handles images up to 2,576 pixels, more than triple previous models. That's a huge leap for visual tasks, though I imagine that also contributes to the token count.
Absolutely. The higher resolution images mean even more tokens, sometimes triple the previous count for large images. But it's a trade-off for much better vision capabilities, which many advanced users will appreciate, especially in fields like medical imaging or complex design analysis.
Speaking of design, Anthropic also launched Claude Design today, a new AI-powered design tool. It's being pitched as a Figma competitor, which is a bold move. What's the early word on this, Jane? Less than person two, greater than initial reactions are mixed, Paul. It's described as fast and slick, but some users are already noting that everything designed with it tends to look quite similar, which is a common critique for generative design tools. It will be interesting to see if they can overcome that uniformity. Less than person one, greater than definitely a challenge for any new design platform. Now, let's shift to OpenAI, who just launched GPT Rosalind, their first frontier reasoning model specifically for life sciences. This seems like a significant step into specialized domains.
It truly is. GPT Rosalind signals OpenAI's focus on deep, domain-specific intelligence. A model tailored for life sciences could accelerate research, drug discovery, and diagnostics in ways we're only beginning to imagine, by processing and reasoning over vast biological datasets.
That's incredibly impactful. And in other big news, Factory, a company focused on autonomous coding agents, just raised a whopping $150 million at a $150 billion valuation. The race for AI that can code itself is clearly heating up.
The valuation speaks volumes, Paul. Autonomous coding agents are seen as the next frontier for developer productivity. If AI can truly write and debug complex code independently, it's a game changer for software development and potentially a huge market.
It certainly is. And for something completely different, Honor's Flash humanoid robot just broke the human half marathon record, completing it in just over 50 minutes. That's a 6-minute lead over the human record holder.
That story is incredible, Paul. It had F1-style pit stops for battery swaps and even a dry ice backpack to stay cool. It really highlights the rapid advancements in robotics and locomotion. Human endurance records might soon be a thing of the past.
Mind-boggling stuff. On a more corporate note, we're seeing reports of three senior OpenAI executives departing ahead of a potential IPO. And back to Claude 4.7, there's already user backlash over hallucinations and performance issues, which isn't ideal after a big update. Less than person two greater than the executive departures at OpenAI could signal internal shifts or strategic realignments as they gear up for a public offering, which is always a closely watched event. And the user backlash for Claude 4.7, especially regarding hallucinations, really underscores the ongoing challenge of model reliability, even with updated features. Indeed, it shows that innovation often comes with its own set of growing pains. That's all for today's top stories on the MergeSort AI Digest for Monday, April 20th, 2026. Thanks for your insights, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential AI news. Until then, have a great day.